This is a Ginger's Drunkapins, Warren's edition.
Hey, welcome back to a Ginger's Drunkapins. I'm your host, Amy. Last episode this week. Thank you so much for joining me. I didn't even say it's Warren's edition. My host this week is Emma.
Hi!
I always feel like when I have a guest, I like look at them and they're like, do I talk now? And this week we're going to be talking about the difference with dating in your 20s compared to your 30s. What are we drinking today?
We're drinking a Pinot Noir.
I hate red wine, but here we are. So I am in a relationship, Emma.
Not in a relationship.
And I would say my dating standards, obviously what you want at 18 compared to what you want at 24 is so different. Mm. The guy I was dating at 21, was I drunk the whole time? Probably.
Oh, I just was going for older guys when I was 21.
How old?
I was dating a guy for 2 years, actually, when I was 21, and he was 30.
That's frightening, Emma.
Yeah, I know, right? But he was lovely. So I guess, yeah, one thing I've learnt is guys that are older tend to want, are attracted to you more because you're of a younger age, basically, yeah. That's what I found. I used to find that, you know, get a lot of attention from the older guys when I was 21 and those around that age. Don't get it now, but...
I still get attention from, like, old guys and yeah. like, 50-year-old men. Actually, I would push it, even 70-year-old men.
So hanging around the RSL, Amy.
Sorry. Bingo, it's my favourite. But I feel you. I'm very much attracted to guys that I get along very well. Like, we're friends.
Mm-hmm.
Like, obviously, I'm attracted to them, and that's how you differentiate a boyfriend, a relationship, mm-hmm. compared to a friend. Because you think they're sexy. It's making everything a song that's awkward.
I love it.
But, yeah, I guess I can't date a guy just because he's a great guy. Like, he's a nice person. Mm. He just doesn't have the same values as me. Like, the last guy I dated was... Look, he was okay. He wasn't a bad person. But 5 months, 6 months in, you go, hey, when you do this, it upsets me.
Yes.
And they go, oh, cool. And then they don't do anything to fix it.
Yeah.
You just kind of go, well, I'm not about that.
The one thing, I guess, compared to when I was, 24 to now I'm 34, is when you're older, you tend to look for someone more about their values and not whether they're super hot. Like, you know, it's all about, you know, what they can offer you as well. Because when you get older, you know, it's more about financial security and does this person want kids? Does this person want to get married? You know, these are the things you think about. When you're 24, I'd never thought about that stuff. I never thought, hey, is this person going to be someone I could, like, marry? You're just more about, like, you know, the feeling you get when you're with them and, like, you know, is this person attractive? And a part of me is sort of thankful I had that mindset when I was that age because it meant that I was a bit... I don't know, like I sort of had a few boyfriends in my 20s, which I'm thankful for now because it makes me realise now what I want, you know, in someone as a future partner. And I was never wanting to be that person that I got married really young because, and I'm, you know, all power to people that have done that and had successful marriages, that's great, but that wasn't for me. And I'm grateful. And now I'm 34 though, it's sort of like, okay, you know, it's... You feel the clock ticking, which is a little bit scary, but it also makes you realise you don't just want to settle for someone just because, you know, you feel like you're getting older.
Yeah.
So I think having that experience was a good thing for me anyway.
Is it wrong that I'm already in that mindset, though, at 24, that I'm like, can you financially support me? Do you want my babies?
Can you buy me those burgers every day?
Yes.
No, I just think that's one thing I've also learned. Age is just a number. It's not, it's definitely just the maturity of the guy. So I've, you know, dated guys that are 40 who are as mature as 18-year-old guy coming out of school and vice versa. You know, I've dated some guys that are quite younger and are super mature. So I think, you know, you've met someone who you're on the same level of maturity with, which I think you have, like, you know, that's fine to have that conversation.
Look, obviously, being in Australia, our on the shelf is very different to other nationalities.
Mm.
One of my friends who is of a different ethnicity felt she was put on the shelf at 21.
Oh, wow.
Because that's just how it was where she was.
Yeah.
And it's like, are you kidding me? Like, that's when you just learn. Like, at 21, I learned how to put eyeshadow on. Like, I was severe and shit out.
Yeah.
So that's frightening. Well, what... Yeah. Do you feel like you've been put on the shelf?
No, not really. It's more, I think, at the moment. I probably did a couple of years ago because, I was sort of in between relationships and I was starting to go, I'm going to want babies soon. But now I've sort of had a few things happen and different guys have come in out of my life and different experiences. I've realised, being single for me now is a choice. It's more like, I just need to be happy in myself and then I'm ready for that.
Mm.
I always put having a relationship first before anything else, before my health, before my money, before my job. And I would just be so focused on it. And then when you don't have successful dates, it'd be so unhappy and your life would just revolve around it. Whereas now I'm very more about that's something that will just come naturally. Well, at least I hope it does anyway.
That was really well put. Obviously, guys, I can't speak for you because I'm a lady, but I'm quite grateful that my boyfriend is quite open in the sense that he's end game is, marriage and kids and
nice.
Wants a good job and all that. And he's quite happy to communicate that with me.
And you know what? At the end of the day, so many girls hold on to the hope that a guy will eventually want that. You don't say it on the first date. You don't say it on the first month, I don't think, but if you get to a
point, I don't think
I have the father. That's why I'm single. It's that balance between you don't want to freak someone out, but you also don't want to waste your time with someone who doesn't want that if that's a priority for you.
Or when you can kind of gauge it, I guess. I've said in my past podcasts, guys, my dating tips, but things like going to dinner and seeing how they interact with waitresses or waiters, how they interact with other people, children, if they're there, because then you can gauge whether or not
it's so true
they're just, like kids or not.
Yeah, and that's so true. I do that as well. I've just noticed guys, if you go on a date, do they open the door for you? Do they let other people in, not just you? If you're going through a door, do they charge on through? That stuff means a lot. It's only subtle stuff. How nice are they to the waiter? Are they really rude? I've been on dates with guys who've been insanely rude to just...
And they click.
Yeah, and then you're like, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's nah. But that's the stuff I missed when I was in my 20s.
I can't give you advice because you can't go back in time. If you could give me advice within my relationship to be okay, well... Any advice?
I reckon, I think you've jumped the first hurdle in that you both agreed on what you both want, which a lot of people, go years and get married and don't even realise, I know a guy that got married and found out that she didn't want kids after they got married. It's did you guys want to have that conversation beforehand? So I think based on that, you've done well. I think for me, it's just guys in general and the ones I've dated, I'm not saying this about anyone in particular, when they start saying they don't want to put a label on the relationship or they make you feel, when a guy starts making you feel bad for something that's really normal, wanting a relationship or kids or married, if they make you feel like that's weird, then because that is such a thing that is so normal and so many guys make you feel, and girls can do it to guys as well, make you feel like it's not normal or it's weird if you want to label the relationship.
That is true though, when you start dating someone and they're why are you always messaging me? I'm like, it's not weird to want to know how your day was.
No, exactly. And I think if a guy questions it or thinks it's weird or they play the 3-day rule, then it's just not, that's nothing.
Don't waste my time.
I think the times when... the relationships I've had are the easiest and have worked and been successful is when it's not weird from day one. There's no games. It's just we're together.
The takeout is boys and girls, vice versa. Please don't play games. Stop playing games. It's not cool. If you're still figuring out who you are and what you want, date people, but be upfront about it. Don't be I don't know. Let's just see where it goes. You know where it's going to go.
Yeah.
Nowhere. So just
like
be upfront about it.
You're right. If you both, you meet someone that just wants to shag and that's it, great. Good for you. But, not everyone wants that. And don't make people feel like it's something you might want and lead them on.
Guys, thank you so much for joining me for season 2 Wines Edition, Ginger Duncan Pins Wines Edition. I've had so much fun recording with all my different guests each week and I hope you've enjoyed it. We crossed some milestones this season. We got to Spotify. I got a little bit more listeners. I got more guests. I learned more about myself. I don't know. I learned that I've had to drink a lot of red wine and it's still disgusting. But look, I don't know what season 3 is going to bring. Till then, do lots, be lots. I'm out. Bye.